As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Success Through Thought Habit by Benjamin Johnson, published in 1908. Your character represents the result of the habits you have formed. Your habits show your manner of thought. Your manner of thought is in turn affected by your method of breathing. Would you like to succeed? Then breathe systematically, intelligently, and happily. The air is filled with life-giving oxygen ready for you to use. It is already yours, but you must give it space in which to do its work. Unless you have the force of will necessary to breathe correctly, not only once but many times a day, you have not sufficient will to develop your mental faculties to their greatest capacity. Hence your thinking will be limited. You have probably, like many other people, considered breathing as a natural process not worth bothering about. And so, like many other people, you have starved certain organs of your body, impoverished your brain, and then sought for some remedy to act as a tonic. All the time the real remedy has been within your reach, but you have willfully refused to acknowledge or use it. You surely desire to succeed, don't you? Then begin to work for success by realizing to the utmost your need of giving to the lungs the greatest natural tonic and purifying agent for the blood, oxygen. In order to take in the greatest amount of oxygen, all breathing exercises should be practiced in the open air or by an open window. Deep, full breaths should be inhaled through the nostrils, held for a few moments, and then exhaled through the mouth. Ordinarily, about 1/2 pint of oxygen is taken in an average breath. But when the effort is made to breathe from the abdomen, throwing back the shoulders, and taking in all that the lungs will hold, this amount is tremendously increased. The blood passes through your lungs about 3 times a minute, carrying the carbon dioxide that should be given off, and searching for the oxygen to be inhaled for the purpose of purifying and revitalizing. If the blood fails to receive the supply of oxygen it needs, the entire system immediately shows the result of this deficiency by weak tissues, inefficient digestion, and low vitality. The amount of blood in your body is estimated to be about 1/16 of your body weight. This blood has fully 2,000 miles of tubing through which to circulate. For every heartbeat, nearly 3 ounces of blood will be forced along through this tubing, so that in 24 hours, fully 8 tons of blood passes through the lungs, giving off carbon dioxide and taking in oxygen. If the breathing apparatus is not in perfect working order, or if the ventilation is not good and the person is breathing air that is impure, but little of the carbon dioxide can be given off, and the accumulated poison shows its presence by a sensation of weariness or weakness. The great pumping organ, the heart, is one of the first to suffer from a deficiency of oxygen. You would not expect an automobile to operate without gasoline, would you? Well, it is just as nonsensical to expect good work from a heart when the blood is not being fully supplied with oxygen. Men in ordinary walks of life are said to take in about one half of the oxygen they really need. Women take in about one fourth of the amount necessary for perfect health. Shallow breathers never take in enough to give the body what is demanded. Frequent breathing exercises are necessary, because oxygen is unlike food in that it cannot be stored up. It must be taken in often. However, breathed air in any room is always less healthy and can cause all sorts of physical problems. To illustrate the instant effect of bad air, take anyone who is accustomed to outdoor life. Place this person in an ordinary office. In nearly every instance, a violent headache, a feeling of weariness, and a general depression will result. Continue this seclusion for a time and the person's eyes will lose their luster, their cheeks will become colorless, and their vitality lowered. True, many people always have, and always will, exist under such conditions. But to truly live, in the broadest sense of the word, something else is necessary, and that something is the opportunity for drinking in nature's best tonic, oxygen, at frequent intervals. A very simple plan is to practice deep, rhythmic breathing on your way to the office in the morning, when going to and coming from lunch in the afternoon, and before retiring to bed. If you feel tired mentally during the day, go to the window, throw back your shoulders, and take several deep breaths. Does your head ache? Are you weary, dull, or depressed? Nature's remedy is yours for the mere taking. The various organs of the body are naturally also affected by the amount of oxygen received, and your entire nervous system becomes in turn either efficient or inefficient. If the supply of oxygen is not great enough, your brain cannot properly generate, store, and transmit the nerve currents. Another feature of the deep breath, and one not usually considered, is that by such an inhalation, the diaphragm, nature's principal aid for exercising the internal organs, contracts during inhalation and exerts a gentle pressure upon the liver, stomach, and large intestines, thus performing a gentle internal massage. For the reduction of superfluous flesh, deep breathing exercises are especially beneficial, as by this means much of the extra fatty material can be dissolved. Breathing, therefore, can be shown to affect every organ of the body, either for good or ill, though ordinarily it is considered an act of but little importance. The effect that breathing has on the mind is easily understood when we understand just what oxygen does. However, there is still another point to consider, and that is the effect of the mind on breathing. Anger, fear, and suspense are all indicated by short, rapid breathing. People who are always sad and despondent are invariably shallow breathers. On the other hand, contented, well-poised, calm people breathe deeply and systematically as a matter of course. When we know and acknowledge that our state of mind affects our breathing, and our manner of breathing in turn affects our bodily health. We feel a combination of will and action that is especially desirable. Therefore, before starting any breathing exercise, your mind should be calm, free from worry or any disturbing emotion, and your will should be used to breathe deeply for the purpose of taking in an especially large supply of oxygen. To begin with, prove that you are breathing deeply by placing your hand lightly over your diaphragm and watching the effect on the muscles. If the muscles are not affected, try and try again until you know they are being exercised. Then, standing erect, empty the lungs and slowly breathe until the lower parts of the lungs have been filled. Then fill the middle parts and then the upper lungs. Hold your breath for an instant and exhale through your nostrils. Repeat and hold your breath while you count to five. In the meantime, pressing your shoulders back so that you will increase the breathing space. Then exhale, counting to the same number. Do not make this a difficult task by closing your teeth and forcing the breath. Work easily, endeavoring to breathe rhythmically, increasing the time of holding the breath until you count to 10. And always practice in the open air or before an open window. Another simple though excellent method to practice breathing is to stand erect and then empty the lungs as you bring your hands together directly in front of your body. Then clench your hands and commence inhalation. As you inhale, bring your clenched hands back to the sides of your body, throwing your shoulders back at the same time. With just a little practice, good lung expansion can be developed in this way. It is, of course, understood that in all deep breathing exercises, the breath must be taken in through the nostrils, with the mouth kept tightly closed. But in exhaling, the lips may be parted and the breath allowed to go out through the mouth. Many people who have suffered for years from insomnia have been able to cure this trouble by practicing breathing exercises when retiring, insisting with every breath, "I am sleepy," until sleep finally comes. People who are troubled by despondency have also been cured by practicing breathing exercises before a mirror, smiling back at their reflections and declaring, "I am happy," until at least 25 deep breaths have been taken. One woman I know, who was cured by this process, declared that she felt like such a fool when she was practicing this exercise, that she laughed every time she thought of it, and believed that this in itself had much to do with her recovery. So, before tackling the bigger things that seem so necessary to your success in life, become determined to breathe properly and for health every time you have the opportunity. That means several times a day. When working with my students on thought building and constructive thinking, I insist they make every breathing exercise a thought exercise in the following manner. As you inhale the first five breaths, say, "I am breathing in oxygen, the greatest known purifying agent, and thus helping every organ of my body." Then as you exhale these breaths, say, "I am thrusting out of my lungs the impure air, thus assisting in the work of elimination." With the next five breaths, say, "As I take in the purifying oxygen, I am also breathing in the elements of success from the universal supply." And as you exhale, declare, "I am casting out every destructive thought with as much ease as I eliminate this breath." Try this exercise four times a day, and by the end of the third day, you will be a convert. By the end of the week, you will feel a new ambition. And in a month, you will be positively hungry for greater opportunities to grow and expand your life.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.